Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Terrell. How can I help you?
Hi, Terrell. I've got a subscription to the Ecto One. I started a gift subscription for my father for the Eleanor Mustang. They sent it to my address. I called, and they said, don't know why that happened. It showed the correct address for him. They'll remove my address from the Eleanor. Then I've been waiting on my Ecto One, the Ghostbusters car, mm-hmm. and it didn't get here. Well, my dad just called me and told me that he got the Ghostbusters car. So when somebody removed my address from the Eleanor car, they probably did it for the Ecto One too, since it went to my dad's house.
Yeah, it appears there was a mix-up. What's the order number? And I correct it.
I gotta look for the thing in my email. Hang on a second.
Okay, take your time.
Uh, 350-467-50.
And your name, please?
Charles Starling, Starling.
Okay, I see the Ghostbusters. Let me go to that one first. All right, verify the address.
742 Lambert Lane, Bartlett, Illinois, 60103.
Yeah, it has the 5520 Learning Ave. I need to change that, correct?
Yeah, that was never attached to this account. That was attached to the Eleanor. I sent him the first introductory. He didn't like it, canceled it. So I don't know how it got attached to the Ghostbusters one.
I'm not sure. I'll correct it. What was that zip code?
60103.
Okay. And what was that? You said 742?
Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T. Lane, L-A-N-E.
Thank you.
And that's... Oh, sir.
I'm sorry.
That's in Bart. Bartlett, B-A-R-T-L-E-T-T, Illinois.
Thank you. Now, just to clarify, 742 L-A-M-B-E-R-T, Lane, Bartlett, Illinois, 60103.
Yep, that's your correct address.
Okay. And so we need to process a reship to the correct address for your last package?
Yeah.
All right, did you receive 31 through 34?
31 through 34. I don't know which one I got last. Let me see. No, the last one I got was 27 through 30, I think. That was okay. February 26th. And then I got the Proton Pack special edition.
Okay, so you didn't receive March 12 shipment.
Right.
Okay, I'll reship that in just a moment.
And I didn't even get an email that one sent out. The March 12th?
Mm-hmm. Let me look into that, too.
Sorry, I'm hitting you with a lot here.
Oh, it's no problem. I'm here for you. Any questions? I got you.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. All right, I'm about to process that reship for you, 31 through 34. Now, this will not send an email to notify you with the tracking. My suggestion is to give us a call back within the next week after it ships, and we can give you your tracking information if you wanted it.
Okay, perfect.
All right, just a second. All right, I'm just waiting for the response from the system.
Yeah, I'm not getting charged for this free ship, right?
Exactly. It's free, and it just processed successfully, it says. You should receive it within 7 to 10 days after it leaves the warehouse.
Okay, and what do you want him to do with the package that he got?
He could just keep it. He don't have to send it back.
Are you sure? Okay,
yeah.
All right, perfect.
Now, this package, now there was actually a billing in the shipping yesterday for 38 through 35. Now, it appears that that has been shipped out, and I can't stop that. Now, it's not processing as a, or it's not able to process as a reship to the new address right now. Now, my suggestion is to give us a call back as well once this do process so we can process a reship. I'm sorry about this technicality in this system. But
yeah, well, I mean,
it's
not your fault. Yeah.
Yes, not. But it's okay. But I'm here for you. My best
Thank
suggestion
you. Yeah,
is
and
to give us...
it was not a new address. I mean, it was my original address that was on here. They just somehow messed it up when they...
Yeah, I really
when
don't know
When should I
call
for the reship on that one?
My best suggestion is to give us a call within the next week, too. So probably when you call to get your tracking, call to make sure this is being shipped to the correct address. We update it.
Okay, hey, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you had another account. Hold on, let me notate this. You said you had a Eleanor for your dad?
Yeah, and I canceled it right after the first $2 shipment. He wasn't into it.
Okay. Let me make sure. Yes, it was canceled. Was there any... Now, you said he didn't receive any of the items for this one, or he just received the last one? Or the last collection.
The Ecto-1?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told me he just got a box that had the Ecto-1 stuff in it.
Oh, okay, so he didn't get the Mustang.
He got the introductory Mustang.
Oh, okay, so he received both.
And said he wasn't into it, and then I canceled it, yeah.
Oh, okay, I was just making sure to clarify.
And really, I'm kind of confused that another one just processed because he just got the Ecto-1 stuff today. And if it was sent March 12th, I would have thought it got to him way before that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what happened. Let me go and check your tracking information.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I didn't get an email for either one of those shipments at all.
Now, there's no email address added. What's your email?
Wow, see, I was getting emails. CEStarling@hotmail.com.
CEStarling?
Yeah, STARLING.
At?
Hotmail.
Hotmail, okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. I'm about to look through the transactions and see if I could give you any details.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Still with you, still downloading. It's moving slowly but surely. Just a second. All right, here we go. I'm about to track your tracking first. It was delivered March 27th, or today. Let me see, in Jacksonville. So yeah, it was shipped to your dad.
Just the one, and the other one's about to go there, right?
It appears so. So after it officially leaves from the warehouse, I'm going to try to send something to my manager to see if we could correct that as well. So you will receive your email to notify you with this tracking, since I just updated it back. I'm trying to see where we went wrong.
I mean, it had to be when I called them and told them, like, hey, you know, his Mustang Eleanor came to my house instead of his. And they said, yeah, that's weird. We see his address on there. We'll just remove your address from that account so it goes to him. It had to be then that they, like, pulled all my info from, I guess, both accounts.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that happened to you, too. But I'm glad you called so we can correct this, too.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And we'll make sure that you receive everything. Was there anything else or any other changes?
No, that's it. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And thanks for calling Eagle Moss. And take care.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.